we are doing this a day early, and that means we're talking NRL Round 17 action. Our producer, young Rob. Roberto, I've obviously got to get better friends in this station. The ones I've got are not cutting it for me, because you've been given the day off tomorrow.
I've actually been asked to see the great Chris Rock in concert tonight, yeah, so I'll be hope.
Either way, you'll be off, and I'll be here working, keeping the place moving, keeping it running, keeping the clock ticking over.
The station needs you, Mark. You are the most important person at the station.
More lies. Never mind. You're off tomorrow, so we're talking rugby league today. Very excited about the first game of the weekend because it's a traditional derby, isn't it?
Thursday night, Eels-Bulldogs, going back to those great grand finals of the 80s. They absolutely hate each other. Should be a great game.
Okay, who are we thinking?
I like Parramatta in this one. They're missing a couple of their dummy halves. They've got Cameron King, hasn't played for close to 3 years. But the Bulldogs, they're just in a bit of a slump at the moment. So Parramatta, even with a couple of injuries, they just look really strong at the moment.
Okay, Titans have the Dragons.
It's a tough one to pick in this one because you had the Titans, they had a nice bounce back against the Tigers, but you have to sort of weigh that up because the Tigers are very, very poor at the moment. Dragons absolutely deplorable in the first half against Newcastle. What they managed to come back and break my heart. So it's a bit of a tough one to pick. But I think on the Gold Coast, go with the Titans at home.
Bit of a softie, I think. We've got Brisbane taking on my second team, the Storm.
It should be a really quality, high quality game. We had Brisbane do a great job to beat Canberra last week. Melbourne, they were unlucky to get done by the Roosters in Golden Point over in Adelaide. I think up in Suncorp, we've got the Brisbane, they're building towards something, and there's a few doubts about a couple of the Melbourne players, so Brisbane to get the job done.
Now, Cronulla have got some injuries happening over there as they prepare to take on the Roosters.
Yeah, well, speaking of injuries out of dummy half, Cronulla, they've got so many out. They've Jaden Brayley, the young gun hooker, got a broken jaw. Daniel Mortimer, he signed to go over to England. James Seguiaro also out. They also released another guy, Manaya Cherrington. So they're down to their fifth string hooker. I think the Roosters are just going to be a bit too good with the consistency in the lineup.
Trolling through, we've got Manly and the Warriors.
Over in Perth, once again, Manly and the Warriors have made a bit of an occasion out of this in the last couple of years. Seagulls, I picked them last week to upset Cronulla, and I was proven right. So very pleased with that. Warriors, they were okay against the Bulldogs, I think. But go with Manly at home. They're on a real roll at the moment.
Well, who do you like when Canberra take on the Cowboys?
I think this is a really important game for both sides. We know now that Jonathan Thurston won't play again for the rest of the season.
That throws a spanner in the works, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The Raiders, they're in a bit of a slump at the moment. They've got a tough draw coming up, and if they're going to make the finals, this is a must-win game at home.
You've also invented a term. I don't think I've heard this bandied about anywhere, because it's a playoff kind of for the teams going for the wooden spoon, and you've called it the Spoon Bowl.
Well, we have the Super Bowl over in America in the NFL, so we've got the two bottom-ranked teams at the moment, Newcastle and the Tigers, at McDonald Jones Stadium on Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. I'm going with the Knights at home.
Of course you are.
They were good. They were good in the first half. They were really good. But in the second half, they were just so disappointing the way that they let the game slip. But the Tigers are just really struggling at the moment, and even though they've got a few players coming back, Newcastle is far too good at home. They've got a few players also coming back from injury, which I think will help.
Okay, it's the Spoon Bowl. It sounds a little something like something it shouldn't be. Finally, we've got the Rabbitohs and the Panthers.
Keep it short and sweet. I think Penrith, they were a bit unlucky to get down by the Cowboys last Saturday up in Townsville. I think coming back to Sydney, Penrith are just looking a bit strong at the moment, and Rabbitohs, they're a bit hard to gauge.
Well, we'll see how we go. Get your tips into 2NURFM.com and the footy tipping competition. Still plenty of time to do well on that. You're not doing too well, are you?
Oh, I didn't have a great week last week, but slow and steady moving up.
It's all about the finals, mate. That's when it all counts, mate. Enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And you get those tips into 2NURFM.com. Coming up to quarter to midday.